Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Banz for CCR, second CCR for Senate Bill 431.
Clerk will read.
Second CCR to Senate Bill 431 by Aldridge of the Senate and Banz of the House, an act relating to counties and county officers.
Representative Banz, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, Senate Bill 431 simply provides boards of county commissioners a method by whereby they can deal with violations of their zoning, subdivision, stormwater, and floodplain regulations. Be happy to answer any questions.
Members of the House will come to order. Please take your seats. Heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the conference committee report. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Banz, what's the repealer?
The repealer addresses specifically the penalty phase that's contained in Section 2, the conflict of the repealer referred to in that that section of law had language in it that called for jail time. This does not call for jail time.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
You say it would eliminate the jail time?
It replaces with language in the bill in Section 2 that calls for, in that particular section of law that let me look at the specific language. It doesn't call for incarceration, but any other measure. It basically refers to fines and penalties for those violations instead of prison time.
Representative Nelson for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Banz, I've got some concern with this related to what it might do to the more rural areas, farmers, in terms of the zoning issue. What protections are there in the bill to protect?
The protections are, it only applies to unincorporated areas and counties. And it only applies in the violations of the stormwater and floodplain regulations. And if they don't have a zoning committee or a zoning commission in those counties, and there are only four counties that do, then every county has a county engineer that has to regulate on behalf of the county those kinds of issues. So those engineers, this language would be applicable for those engineers to be able to regulate.
Representative Nelson for a follow-up.
Thank you. So there's only four counties. What counties are those?
Oklahoma, Tulsa, Creek, and Beckham counties currently have planning commissions.
Representative Nelson for a question.
When it talks about zoning in here, so that would not allow some other county that aren't those four counties to start zoning unincorporated rural areas in terms of fences, the construction of fences, barns, those kinds of things.
Only as it would apply to jurisdictions of floodplain and stormwater issues in those counties. And a county that doesn't currently have a planning commission, they would have to establish a commission, which would require specific hoops for those county commissioners to jump through to put that in place.
Representative Nelson for a follow-up.
These zoning commissions, how are they made up? Who populates the commissions? My concern would be, if you're talking about unincorporated areas, can people from the county from an incorporated area serve on these commissions? Are they is the representation balanced to protect the people in the rural unincorporated areas?
I can't tell you how each of those four counties have their commission structured. I don't know that they're the same. You have a disparity there in the Tulsa and Oklahoma counties, which have large populations, and very small portions of those respective counties are unincorporated. And that's the only part of those counties that this applies to. In your more rural counties where you don't have the commission at all, probably most of the county is unincorporated. So that would be dependent on how that county, if they chose to create a commission, would want to structure it. And I'm guessing that it would have the appropriate safeguards built into it for the rural nature of the county.
Representative Brown for a question.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple, if I may. Representative Banz, is the original language from the original bill that we passed out of here still intact within this bill on the asphalt bidding process?
The bill that you actually voted on in here, yes. But what we have found is once this was intended as a request bill from Oklahoma County to apply only to Oklahoma and Tulsa counties, then we discovered that there were three other places and statutes that dealt with counties that had different size populations. So sections 2, 3, and 4 were added, actually section 4 is the language that applies to counties of over 500,000 populations. Sections 1, 2, and 3 were put in there in the event in the future that some county might want to incorporate this approach to zoning the unincorporated areas, they would already have statutory language in there. That's why you see the language in all four sections is the same. It's just different. It's found in four different sections of law as it applies to different size counties.
Representative Brown for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Banz, talking about the penalties and enforcement of that, on page 1, I think it's section 1, where the Board of County Commissioners or whatever is going to establish and enforce these fines. Let's just say that I'm in the rural area, unincorporated area, and I have built a barn in a floodplain area 10 years ago. Do they have the ability to come in and assess a fine on me and tell me I've got to remove that barn in the next 30 days? Otherwise, I'm going to pay a hefty fine.
I would believe that would fall under ex post facto considerations, and I don't think that would be applicable, especially if the county that you're in, and it certainly would be because you're not in Beckham and you're not in Tulsa and Oklahoma counties, and I don't think you're in Creek. So any county that would create that would have to take that into consideration as a grandfather portion of the whatever statute the county commissioners would implement.
Representative Brown for a question.
For the last follow-up then, but it says with a period time permitted for its correction on later down on the end of there. So if it is a problem and they want to see it corrected, then they would absolutely enforce that thing need to be removed, whether it be in Beckham, Caddo, or whatever county, that they've got a time set that they're going to allow for a correction of that barn being built in a floodplain. Wouldn't you agree?
But that's only applicable to those areas that have the jurisdiction right now. It wouldn't apply after the fact.
Representative Cox for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Banz, I apologize. I'm not sure. Do some counties have county zoning laws at the present time already?
Yes, there are four that have a planning commission that have the primary responsibility of applying zoning principles to those unincorporated areas. And those four that I just named, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Beckham, and Creek counties.
Representative Morgan for a question.
Representative Banz, I see in Section 1, under Section A, it talks about that a commission may provide for enforcement of its regulations and establish fines. Do you know if there's anything in the Oklahoma statutes that prohibits a Board of County Commissioners from establishing weight permitting rules currently in Oklahoma statute? This was an issue that I had through this whole bill has traveled through here about allowing commissioners to establish a set of rules that may be different than what the Oklahoma weight and oversize over permits are.
I can't answer that specifically as it relates to that issue, although what I will say is that's a totally separate thing to consider because this only applies to the stormwater and floodplain regulations. So when you're talking about size of trucks and weights and the weight per axle and one county having something different than another county, that does not apply and is not covered in this bill.
Representative Morgan for a follow-up.
Representative Bands, in all due respect, I kind of disagree with that explanation because it says that the county commissioners may provide for enforcement of its regulations. It does not define what regulations. Later in the bill, it does talk about stormwater, runoff, floodplains. If you just take that section on its face and it says they can establish regulations, but it doesn't make any prohibition down there about those permits for oversized, then that would allow the county commissioners to potentially come in and establish a set of rules dealing with travel of vehicles on their streets, excuse me, on their roads there in the county, would it not?
I don't believe that that's applicable in this particular case. I mean, that the current circumstances are such, I think what you're asking could occur now if a county, set of county commissioners wanted to do that. But it, because it is explicit at the area that's addressing under stormwater and floodplain regulations, I don't believe that that would be interpreted to be expanded to the area that is of concern for you.
Representative Morgan for a question.
Okay. But because this is new law, and we're now creating this, had this law been out there and for the last couple of years and they'd not taken that action, then I might also agree with that. But since we're now creating new law that gives them this power, my concern is you may have a group of county commissioners out somewhere that says we want to raise revenue, and the way we're going to raise that revenue for our county is to put a system of permits that you have to buy to be able to move across the county. Because this is brand new law, I just, if there was a prohibition in there of that, I might feel a little more comfortable about it. Would you know that would be a concern of mine?
I understand your concern. I think you have to take sections A and B together as you would read the new law. And I would just reiterate in section B, lines 1 through 4, says in addition to the other powers and duties prescribed by law, which I don't know what all it is, but all what county commissioners have the power to do, a board of county commissioners shall have the power to establish and enforce fines and penalties for violation of its zoning, subdivision, stormwater, and floodplain regulations. That's all this applies to.
Representative Johnson for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Bands, this is the bill, I believe, that came through the government committee.
Yes.
Currently in statute, what options do the county commissioners have in regards to their areas that they do have zoning on? What sort of penalties are available to them or some way to enforce those zoning laws currently?
It's my understanding that the only option that they have at their disposal in the unincorporated areas is to put people in jail.
Representative Reniger for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, at the present time, my county, none of my counties are involved in this, but could they, you know, get into the zoning business? Is there anything that keeps them from doing it?
I wouldn't think if two of the three commissioners in any of your respective counties that you represent saw a need to have a zoning commission in the unincorporated areas, they would be empowered to do so, just like the other four that are currently in place.
Representative Reniger for a follow-up.
For zoning purposes then, so if one of my counties was struggling financially and they wanted to raise money, they could get into the zoning business so they could issue permits and fine and everything?
You're speaking of hypotheticals, and I'd prefer not to address hypothetical situations.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Representative Bands moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 431 by Aldridge of the Senate and Bands of the House, an act relating to counties and county officers.
Representative Bands moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Duncan votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Coody votes aye. Representative McPeak votes no. Representative Murphy votes no. Representative Kiesel votes no. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes no. Representative McNeil votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, Representative DeWitt votes aye. Members, the chair is preparing to close. 10 seconds. Declare the vote.
60 aye, 37 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Clerk will now activate the machine for a vote on the emergency. Representative Duncan votes aye. Representative Shelton votes no. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, Representative Hickman votes aye. Representative McMullen votes no. The chair is preparing to close. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, Representative Ownby votes aye. Representative McPeak votes no. Declare the vote.
51 aye, 39 nay.
Having failed to receive 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have failed. Mr. Floor Leader.